While the Jets have gone 6-8, the Vikings are 8-6, thanks in large part to Minnesota running back Adrian Peterson, who has a chance to carry his team into the playoffs and to break the NFL's single-season rushing record in the process. Joining me now to discuss Peterson's stellar season is CBS Sports national columnist Greg Doyle. Greg, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Peterson goes into Sunday's game against the Texans with 1,812 rushing yards. He needs 294 yards in the Vikings' last two games to break Eric Dickerson's record, 2,105 yards, which was set back in 1984. Does he do it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's had eight straight 100-yard games, and he's had a couple of them in that stretch of 200 yards. I don't know what exactly he's averaging, but it's got to be right at 150, 160, which is what he'll need for the next two games. And more than that, not only he, but the Vikings have pretty much decided he's going to go get that record. They're going to get it for him because it's their best chance to win, in their opinion. So, yeah, he'll get the ball enough to get it done.
Well, thanks to the Only a Game supercomputer, I can tell you he's averaging 168 yards per game over the last eight games. Houston head coach Gary Kubiak said, "Nobody has ever done it better than he's doing it in this stretch." So are we, in fact, witnessing the greatest performance ever by an NFL running back?
This probably is the best season of all time by an NFL running back if he finishes it off. You know, I mean, he's about to break the record. You know, that speaks for itself. But it's more than that. It's the most impressive season, given that he's doing it after having his knee torn apart. But the numbers speak for themselves, and this is the best season he's ever had. And again, it's the best season anyone's ever had.
Tell me a little bit more about his qualities. Obviously, he runs very fast with the ball and gets it a lot. But what else does he bring to the table?
Well, he's deceptively strong and powerful. You know, if you saw him in the locker room next to all the big guys, he wouldn't stand out. And even on the field in his pads, he doesn't look that big, and he's not that big. But he's very tough, but exceptionally fast. Once he gets a step on you, he's gone.
Greg, I am confused about something. Peterson's nickname is AD, not AP, and the last I checked, Peterson did start with P. Why is that?
I want to give him credit and say, well, AD are the first two letters of Adrian. I suppose it could be that, but look, I've got two G's at the end of my name. I don't know what that second G's for. It's doing me no good at all. I mean, we spell our names stupidly. I need to be like Shemanga Biakabatuka and put a couple apostrophes in my name just to complete the whole trifecta of dumb.
I've just been informed by the Only Game supercomputer that it actually stands for all day, meaning I suppose that he can run all day and nobody can ever tackle him.
Can that supercomputer help me with my dishes? It seems like there's nothing it can't do.
No problem. We'll get right on it.
Okay.
Greg Doyle is a national columnist for CBS Sports. Greg, thanks, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Bill. Have a happy holiday to you and your computer.